have to say, I am thoroughly delighted that Frank Mitchell's got the day off, because I've had a great morning and it just gets better, because I'm now joined in the studio by none other than Duke Special and Andrew Doyle. Very good morning to you, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
And bizarrely, Duke, we're talking about books.
Yes.
It's the book fest, but also you're here with Andrew because you have got involved in a collaboration to produce a musical adaptation of Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels. How did that come about?
Yeah, so I got an email to see if I would be interested in writing some music for this adaptation. And Andrew and I had never met before, and Andrew is writing the script. And the idea was that we would collaborate on the music for the songs. So I've been thinking about, I'd done one kind of play with music before a few years ago, and I've been thinking I'd love to get involved in something again. So this opportunity came up, and yeah, it seemed too good to resist.
And it is such a classic story, and the fact of, you know, Jonathan Swift with his associations with Northern Ireland, does that give you an extra impetus to want to work on it?
Well, I didn't know any of that beforehand. Before chatting with the people involved, I was inspired by Cave Hill, mm-hmm. and was written in Cookstown of all places. Uh-huh. So yeah, I didn't know any of that beforehand. So.
Uh-huh. And Andrew, to work with Duke, to do an adaptation like that, how does the collaboration work whenever you're putting the words for the play together to fit in with the musical?
Last year I did an adaptation of a Terry Pratchett novel for musical, mm-hmm. for this particular company. So I followed the same process with this, and I basically read the book a few times, mapped out the main plot points, what we might use in the musical, and then draw up a brand new scene by scene structure is what I've done, and then written a script which has been changed a lot, hasn't it? Sort of torn apart and changed, and you know, because the thing is about the book though is it's a very episodic book. Yeah. It doesn't actually naturally lend itself to musical theatre because there's a very sort of specific kind of structure with musical theatre. So we've moved things around, sort of had to change things a lot, but it seems to be working, I think.
And if people are you know, say like big lovers and big aficionados of the books, when will they come and go, oh, it's not like that in the book?
Yeah, they might. You know,
okay.
That's just the way it is with musical theatre, I think. Because the book, I mean, it's sort of, he goes to these various islands, mm-hmm. but they're all separate voyages at separate times. And for musical theatre, it's much better if there's like a through line, you know, so yeah. I've sort of changed it into just one long voyage to various places, but it's you know, it's got a bit more of a consistency about it. But yeah, I suppose if you're purist, you'll want your money back.
It ain't happening. You've been warned.
Well, exactly. But if you're a bit more open-minded about, you know, it's a different art form, uh-huh. ultimately.
But that's what's so lovely about musical theatre is it is a different art form. You can take anything and really put it to music, and, yeah. and it's your own interpretation of something like that.
I think as well, most people won't be. I know I certainly wasn't familiar with the breadth of the book. Mm-hmm. Most people will be aware of the giant in the land of small people, mm-hmm. But there's all these other sections within the book where he goes traveling to other places, and I think what's amazed me is like there's themes within the book that are so resonant today still, mm-hmm. Also that there's like really surreal very surreal sections in the book. And
there are times you wonder, what was he on?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole world where people are just sort of trying to come up with scientific experiments, such as trying to extract sunlight from cucumbers and things like this. And this is stuff that people aren't really familiar with, because at school we just get the abridged sort of cartoony version.
Those are the sort of things that you see on QI. You know, they put a wire into a gherkin and stick it into a light bulb.
Exactly. But he's coming from a satirical perspective, you know, then why are we doing all these things? Why do we spend all our time thinking rather than doing, you know, things like this? But yeah, there's a lot more to the book than people know. And we've tried to bring some of that out, I think.
And when you get a book like that, I mean, I was sort of fascinated in how the process works. So you're working with Andrew, who's putting the words to it. But the collaboration has to be such that the two pieces will mold together. It's not just a case of you're writing music and words and you're just doing words.
I've co-written with other people for regular songs, you know, like on records, but there's always that element of the wondering, is this going to work? There needs to be a chemistry, there needs to be I suppose a lack of ego in some ways, mm. where it's about the song, and And it's been wonderful working with Andrew, actually. Just we're trying to just create the best songs possible. And it isn't a case of like, flip, I wish I'd said that line. It's very much about putting the song first.
Or sometimes you can come up with something that's musically really wonderful, but it isn't really appropriate for what the story's trying to say at that time. So it can be quite frustrating in that respect. But we work through that.
Well, you two have obviously, I'm just looking, don't see any bruises, black eyes or anything. So you've obviously... manage, he only hits you where it doesn't show.
We're just putting this on.
Yeah. We have a deep-seated hatred. Yeah.
In fact, there's another musical and a novel coming out of your relationship. But Andrew, if I can just talk to you a little bit more. I mean, you're getting really involved in the Belfast Book Festival because it's the Lyric Theatre on the 8th of June for the production of Gulliver's Travels. Mm-hmm. But that's all around the Belfast Book Festival, which is kicking off on the 8th of June right the way through to the 14th, and you're involved in other aspects.
Yes, I'm doing two talks on two separate Belfast novelists, one called Forrest Reid and one called Stephen Gilbert. Forrest Reid died in 1947. Stephen Gilbert only died 5 years ago at the age of 97, but both of them have sort of been completely overlooked, completely forgotten, even though Forrest Reid was once considered one of the best prose stylists in the world, really, when he was alive. He was a major, major figure and should be celebrated as one of Northern Ireland's most important writers, but he just isn't. It's not studied in schools, universities. I go into bookshops in Belfast, his books aren't there, you know, so I'm very keen to do this, to do a talk about him.
And what sort of style of books?
I think part of the problem is he's very unique. He's got a very sort of limited scope in terms of what he writes about. But he writes about everything set in either Belfast or Newcastle, sort of very localised, semi-supernatural kind of stories, mostly rooted in adolescence. And it's just a very unique voice. But whatever, but he's just beautiful writing, absolutely gorgeous. So, and with Stephen Gilbert, I'm launching one of his unpublished novels from the manuscript, because literally this manuscript was found in an attic last year, in the family attic. So I've now put it together, cobbled it together, tried to decipher the handwriting, and the book's going to come out at the talk next week.
I can't even believe what that would be like to discover something like that. I mean, we always see it on Antiques Roadshow and all that when there's something has been discovered, and I believe there's been a mega million pound painting was discovered in a car boot sale in Dundrum. But to find something like that and to see the actual written words,
it's exciting
there.
Because I'd been working on Stephen Gilbert for a couple of years, and his grandson phoned me up and said, "We just dragged this old ammunition case out of the loft,"
and you're going,
so I went there. It's full of, lots of dead spiders and stuff in there. But, once you get past all that, I found this manuscript. And it's a really good novel. So I thought, it was written in 1970 and never seen the light of day, never been read. So that's going to be printed and published at the talk. So should be interesting, I think.
It's not a book about spiders and they actually were props.
No. Although he did write a book about rats once.
Okay.
Yeah, killer rat.
I like the idea that one of the spiders wrote it.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Memoir.
Yeah, I'd read that book.
I've been in this ammunition case for the last and nobody's come to let me out. Is there a blue bottle around to feed? No, I'm slowly dying. I'm going to have to eat a leg very shortly.
I've read the first chapter.
I was the ghostwriter. But Duke, what about yourself after this? Are you going to have a lie down in a darkened room in an ammunition case, or more writing for yourself?
That sounds amazing, actually. So I'm writing a song for a short film. Two writers from Belfast, which is going to be in the Belfast Film Festival, I think. I've just finished a new record, and I've been touring that the last couple of months. So, yeah,
it's all go.
Yeah, and I absolutely love just being out of my depth, the collaborations between music and other art forms. I think that's the most exciting thing for me. So, it's just been a pleasure to be involved in this.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic that you have been. And it's going to be the Lyric. Is it just this Friday night, or is there plans to travel?
We're doing a talk on the writing process on Monday. Monday the 8th. Uh-huh. And then the show itself is on at the end of July. Starts on the 30th, I think, at the Lyric. So both the talk and the show are both at the Lyric, yeah.
Brilliant.
And then, yeah, who knows?
And the book festival itself is from the 8th to the 14th of June. There are over 100 events, and there's a word that is highlighted on my press release, which I like. It's a four-letter word I love to see. Free! Lots of them are free. You can get in for nothing. So just go to the website, and it's the BelfastBookFestival.com, on Facebook, Twitter, every single way you can. And the Bloody City by Stephen Gilbert, it's being launched in the Crescent Arts Centre on the 11th of June at 8:30.
Yes.
There you go. Gentlemen, thank you so much indeed. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and the very best of luck with everything for the future.
Thanks very much.